T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, July 2nd. Here's what you missed this morning. We found that this last flu season we had, guys.
Yeah, sure.
Apparently was the longest in over a decade.
Wow.
Lasting 21 weeks. That's the bad news. Good news is that there were fewer illnesses, hospitalizations, and even fewer deaths. Even though it was a longer flu season, it wasn't as severe, so therefore it was considered a moderate year.
Vaccine worked a little bit better last year.
Yeah.
I didn't actually know what the season was until we did this story today, this was interesting to me.
November through April, with the peaking in mid-February. That's why they really do say around September, October, mm-hmm. you should get that flu shot.
And the reason it is because we're all indoors. We're sharing germs indoors, not outside quite as much.
Hey, guys, get a little closer.
Hey, baby.
Let's get our germs together and have some fun, get to know each other.
And remember, right now it's winter in Australia. It's coming into fall and winter, and they're already going through a flu epidemic right now.
Yeah. We found a new term called a foodie call.
Instead of a booty, it's a foodie call.
Yeah, this cracks me up.
Yeah, so this is basically men or women who go out on a date just for the free food.
Actually, the researchers found that about one out of every three women has gone on a date for the free food.
Yep, they say that it's basically those that are more into the traditional gender role beliefs and most likely to engage in a foodie call. They actually find it acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently people like that, we consider narcissists and psychopaths. And
my thing is, I just rather pay for myself than have to deal with, being with someone that I don't want to hang out with.
I think that the person that's hosting the foodie call is hoping it turns into a...
Yeah,
It's kind of like the same when someone buys you a drink. I don't want...
Right.
If I don't know you, I don't want it because now I feel obligated.
Buy them one. Let's be even.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's keep the account even here. Right?
Something like that. Let's see. We talked about keeping your pet calm during the fireworks that are probably going off in your neighborhood right now. It's some common sense stuff here. They say one of the things to do is really kind of like with the kids, tucker them out. Take the dog out to the dog park. Let them run around.
Yeah, just before dusk or before they start. Go ahead and just run them around.
Yeah, take the laser pointer out. Tucker out the cat. The idea is that as they're tired, they'll be calmer, happier, and a little bit more peaceful, so the noise won't bother them as much. They say if your pet gets really scared, create an escape-proof crate or soundproof insulated room, maybe like a closet or a bathroom, mm-hmm. where you can kind of keep them in there. But don't keep them in there all night. Take them out every once in a while because, again, isolation also is a stress maker for pets.
Right.
Yeah, they need to know you're there they're going to be cooped up like that.
Absolutely. And they say in extreme cases of nervousness, your safest bet is just to go ahead and contact your vet and see if you can get a prescription for some sort of a sedative for your pet.
I want to remind people, too, with veterans in neighborhoods, too, they react to noises and stressful situations like that, too. PTSD is a real thing.
Yeah, it is. We also learned about taking the family trip on the road, packing the car or SUV or van or whatever properly, because even if you have the biggin, you're still limited on space.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You can't take everything. So they say limit the amount of snacks that you take. They say, of course, snacks are essential in traveling, especially if you have kids. But you want to keep the perishable stuff like cheese, sticks, fruit, maybe that melty chocolate bar in a lunch-sized cooler. And then the rest kind of keep in the smaller size. Of course, you can always stop and pick up more snacks if you need them.
Kind of the same rules that when you're traveling on an airplane.
Yeah.
You don't need the full-size shampoo maybe for just a couple of days.
Yeah, but you never know. What if you're in the mood for something else?
Yeah.
Even with my shampoos, I'm really bad about that. Like, what if I don't want to smell like Hawaiian tropics today and I'd rather smell like clean ocean breeze? I might need all the different scents.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
Same with clothes, same with food. It's actually just a terrible habits.
You're going to need a bigger vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Or perhaps, Shane, just mail the stuff ahead of time.
Yeah, drop ship it.
I know.
That's
so true.
And they do say take a page out of traveling by an airplane and travel with a carry-on size luggage.
Yeah, exactly.
And kind of pack to have clothing interchangeable so that you cut down the number of clothing items you have, and then just limit your shoes to a pair of flip-flops, and then a pair of sneakers should do it for you. And then they say, although most of your stuff is going to go into the trunk, leave some room for some souvenirs and stuff that you may pick up along the ways. And they say also, if you're traveling by car, you might want to just put some blankets and pillows in there as well, because not only does it make it more comfortable, but if you want to be spontaneous, maybe a picnic.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe a stargazing, you have the items to do that.
Or a foodie call.
Foodie call on the road.
It'd be a foodie call.
I'll be at the Flying J. Come see me. The easiest way, we love ice cream, and one of the reasons I do get the cup, like Janie, instead of the cone is it does leak everywhere, right?
Yeah, it's so annoying, and I know you mentioned you can lick the sides, which is true. That's very helpful, but that's not the only place it leaks, and it's annoying.
Yeah, it is very annoying, and it leaks at the bottom, and
right.
It is a problem. However, we found a hack, and it's very simple. When you are making an ice cream cone yourself, or if you are getting it with your, I don't know what they're called, ice cream baristas? What they're called?
Yeah, well, those are coffee. I don't know.
I think they're referred to as a criminologist.
Criminologist? All right, you're a criminologist. Have them actually stick one or two mini marshmallows at the bottom of the ice cream cone.
See, that's brilliant right there.
Yeah, it will actually kind of plug up all the ice cream that is leaking there. And
it's nature's cone cork.
It is. And it's when you get down there and finally eat through the cone, you have a nice little delicious treat waiting for you.
Yes,
yeah, I feel
sir.
Like this is the answer to so many of my problems. This is so great.
Well, we should just end the show there. Good night.
I'm going to do this for real because yeah, this is so exciting. I mean, I'm going to be the crazy lady in the ice cream
Let's
shop.
Let's go get ice cream.
Little 16-year-old kids, and I'm just like, hey, can I just get one marshmallow? Will you put that in first, please?
You know what? We like, probably could expense this to the company.
That's not a bad
idea. To KTK because we're doing it for research.
And you know what? I could drop by the ice cream place as a consultant.
Right.
Ma'am, let me suggest before you fill that cone with ice cream, let's put a couple of little marshmallows in the bottom and then thank me later.
Hello, Storm Roberts, ice cream inspector number 82 local. I'll need to sample your ice cream, please.
I cannot go up to a woman's. I need to see your cones. It's just not going to work, Chris.
Yeah, I think Bale's going to be involved with that one, Storm.
And then
be careful.
Got slapped.
Let's see. And then finally, a hack that really isn't quite a great hack, but I liked it.
I punctured.
This is Chris on the air. Chris is like, this is a really cool hack. You'll really like it. Actually, it's kind of lame.
It is. But, you know, it involves eggs. You know, when you pull them out of the refrigerator, take them out of the crate, the ice cream, the egg crate.
Yeah.
You know, I like to warm up a little bit before you cook with them. And they usually start rolling around. So I found this hack where you take the cap of like a bottle, water bottle or Gatorade or something, and just put the egg in that, and it kind of keeps it from floating around. But Storm said there was something even easier,
which is a kitchen towel.
A kitchen towel.
Put the kitchen towel down, and it won't roll around. Also, when your cutting board is slipping around, put a towel underneath that. A kitchen towel is a beautiful thing. These are old chef tricks that I learned from old chefs.
Well, that sounds a lot more easier than my method, so there you go.
And you can wash it and use it again.
Yeah, and it's not going to sit in a landfill for
100
years.
That's true. Okay.
So there's our show for today, Tuesday, July 2nd. Of course, tomorrow will be the last show of the week.
Hey.
But you can catch us Monday through Friday between 8 and 5, and rather, 8 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, yeah.
Bye, have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.